Cool. Hi. It's what time? What day is today? Seven.
September 7th, 2005.
Notes from the Underground. We got Silver Sun pickups here.
Yes.
And they're gonna play some music.
What do you mean by here, Mitchell?
Here in the we're inside the Underground.
Underground Live.
Yeah.
I knew you were gonna go.
We're actually in the middle.
To make that joke at least
above ground. Middle of my living room.
It's really dark down here.
We got a bunch of newborn kittens just hanging out, really freaking out because of the loud noises, and drinking beer and hanging out. So they're gonna play some songs, and yeah, that's all there is to it.
It's really all the intro you need.
Yeah. So let's
hear take it away, you guys, whenever.
turn, how you've only begun. On the mile, on the mile, on the mile. Well, son, you're still young, but your mind has grown all their shapes. Well, then go to the show.
How you guys feeling about the levels and everything?
It's good.
So wait, can we find out what song that was?
Oh, that was called All the Go In Betweens.
And that's on the new EP?
Yeah, that's on Pycall.
Cool.
And somebody remind Joe to buy a new pedal.
The 9-volt's working really well.
Yeah. Well, there's these things that they make now. They're called practice pedals, and they don't have them before, but now they actually label them at like Sam Ash and those great kind of places, where pedals only work at practice, and then for shows they get all nervous and they just stop. But it'll work again tomorrow if we practice tomorrow.
Of course.
Which we won't be doing.
Mitch, let me introduce everybody.
Well, yeah, here, you know what? Let me do this. How much room do I have?
You got room.
Because only people, we got to get two people. I gotta get, all right, let's walk. Why don't you introduce yourself, and then we'll have you, and then I'll try and grab these guys. So,
Brian O'Bear.
And what do you play?
I play guitar and I sing.
Yes, on Vox.
On Vox, yeah.
I'm sorry. Dude,
I like it. I like
too.
That was nice.
It's a something from my brother. He rocks that.
I play Vox. Token girl.
I'm Nikki, and I play bass.
Yes.
Very good.
And you
bass.
Also?
Vox.
Also, she also...
she voxes.
She's voxy.
She's a voxer.
Do you vox?
She's crazy voxy.
Who
vox on the rocks.
Who we got back here?
Joe and Christopher.
Christopher.
Christopher on the skins.
I'm Joe on technical difficulties.
On the astral rocks.
That is my favorite instrument of all time. The technical difficulties one?
He always plays those.
AKA Silver Sun Pickups.
Well, thank
that's
you guys.
Us.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, you are all a very mellow bunch of people, let it be known for the record. Just seriously mellow. It's great. Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
We just
Well, I don't know, that whiskey's looking a little low.
It could have been the 12-pound pizza.
Well,
you give us whiskey, and then you give us pizza, and then you show us a bunch of kitties.
And then there's
it's
another
hard
special
to tear
surprise.
Down this rig with all that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But if you want, we'll take a breather, and then we'll destroy this beautiful place.
That sounds right around
and
perfect.
Destroy.
No. This is my house.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, I say destroy.
This is not some dumb venue.
Whatever you do, don't touch the track lighting.
Yeah. I can tell it's not some venue because we can actually hear ourselves.
Right.
Oh, shit. You're not doing
up on the monitor.
Ooh, and the gloves come off.
That and the sea turtle directly in front of you.
I know.
So
he's
pretty cute.
Mr. T.
We're recording, so whenever you guys want to lay into the next track, it's all good.
Go ahead.
I hear it. I feel it. Let's go.
It's so tense in here. just so tense. It smells like magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that one called?
Rested Wheel.
Is it weird that it sounds really good to me over here, like, in this cramped space?
It sounds pretty good to me.
Is that just like I have like musician ear? I can't tell anymore. Like, but it's so
good. Yeah, that's my excuse. I don't hear anything anymore.
No, I think the balance in here is great.
It's pretty good.
When you're a little itty bitty band and you're just starting to make a little name for yourself and you're already deaf.
Exactly.
Trouble.
That's solid. You're at Who stage, but you're not at Who stage.
The kids in My Bloody Valentine, I think they actually suck like sound into their ears.
You hear that, Mitch? Like, My Bloody.
I love that band.
Yeah, you
have you guys
you
ever heard of them?
Yeah,
yeah, they're pretty good. They're like I saw them like a couple weeks ago at the Silver Lake Lounge, and
I think like probably like the thing that everyone out there is kind of wondering is,
who the hell are you?
I don't know what everybody's wondering.
What are you wondering?
But
who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
who the fuck are you guys?
You guys are from L.A. It's what I read on the bio on the website that you guys are from L.A.
And in the
east side over here near Echo Park, Glassell Park, something like that.
Glendale adjacent.
Are all you guys from there? Or tell us how you guys found each other and got started.
Well,
and we're going
anyone?
To. Oh, we're going with Chris.
We're just a bunch of friends that we just hang out and play music together. Does that answer the question?
I don't know. Did you guys meet in high school or skateboarding or
just
what?
Friends of Nikki and Brian met on a plane,
right?
On a plane going to England. They were doing like the exchange student thing, and then Joe is a friend of a friend, and I'm a friend of a friend. Not the same friend, though.
That's cool. And you guys just finished like a week over at Silver Lake Lounge right here in the area, right?
No, actually, not at all. Get your
or
facts
Space
straight.
Lounge.
We're
sorry,
out of here.
Spaceland.
Oh, that quickly. Hey, thanks so much. Wait, Echo, Spaceland?
Sorry. Get out of here. Forget it.
Yeah, we're there.
We did a residency at Spaceland.
And what's that?
This month.
Have you done that before? Was that the first time you done a residency?
We did. Yeah, I think we've done like three.
Do you know the Vacation at all?
Yeah, we just
those
played
guys?
With, we
yeah,
just played with
those,
them in Vegas.
That's so awesome. I used to hang out with them a bunch.
Yeah.
They're cool. Those
guys are okay, so you guys are also off to CMJ next week?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
nice.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. I haven't actually been out there. Have you done any other big festivals like that before?
We played South by Southwest. Our first show ever was actually CMJ.
Your first show ever was CMJ?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I swear. I wouldn't call it big, but that was our first show ever.
What was that like? What was that like being at a huge festival and it's your first gig?
I don't know. It's kind of silly, but that's sort of why we were even around. Because we were all just kind of monkeying around and we didn't really know exactly what we were doing. We were just having fun, and then Nikki and Elvira, who was in the band for a while, made a little tape. I'm tying my shoe, by the way, just thought I'd let you know.
For those
and
that
sent
are at
it
home.
To CMJ, kind of like I always say a joke, but everybody gets mad at me when they say that. Like we sent a tape that was horrifying. It was just like a boombox in the middle of the room. Like, I mean, really, really bad. And there was no real songs, and we didn't know what we were doing. And we got into CMJ, and we were like, oh man, we should go because we want to go to New York.
So Elle made a practice schedule for us.
Yeah, so we had a little practice schedule and tried to finagle stuff. And Kennedy was dating Nikki at the time, and we just wanted him to go to New York with us. Like, just jump in the band and we can all go to New York. And so that's what we did, and we thought, who cares? You know, we're going to New York, and we're not going to really tell anybody and any of our friends out there. We'll just play in front of a bunch of people who have no idea what they're watching. It was pretty awesome, except for some of our friends did come, and that was
our friends
that
from
was
the Court
really
and Spark.
Really scary.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like this Court and Spark from San Francisco.
Yeah,
like they
yeah,
came
yeah.
by, and like all these people came by, and we're like, oh man. But
is it because the people you know showed up, and you're just
yeah,
like you were scot free?
We really didn't even know, honestly, what we were going to do when we got.
What
to
club
this
did you guys play in?
Okay, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Thank goodness that this little bar in Brooklyn decided that year that they wanted to have bands, because
you know, like every, like CMJ, especially South by Southwest, like every, the Pizza Hut builds a stage in the back, you know, like, oh, we're going to have a Pizza Hut showcase. You know, like every place you can imagine tries to fit bands. And so this bar decided to do it totally unequipped for it. Like, we're not like happy at all. But like, an amp? What are you guys talking about? But it's called the Rising Cafe. And when we went to New York a little bit ago, I think we walked by it and we shed a small dry tear.
Is it still there?
And no, we kicked the crap out of it. It's gone.
You blew the doors off and walked out.
We blew that shit to the ground, so make sure there's no proof.
Right, exactly. Smoldering wreckage as you guys walked off.
Yeah, I guess we should have walked in and had a beer, but...
And that was two years ago that you guys...
No.
Oh, that was last year?
That was years ago.
Oh, a while ago.
That was like 1994.
Because I didn't find out about you guys until...
Oh, yeah, totally.
It was 2000.
2000.
Oh, so you guys have been together since then.
Well, the thing is, like, when we started, we didn't... Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead. Oh.
No, yeah, wait. When did you...
He's just going to peanut gallery in the back, like just out of Mike's range.
Joe, I know. Joe, I know.
Quietly, like...
technical difficulties is
When did
us.
Joe come into the picture? Were you always...
Yeah, let's talk about Joe.
Because Early Martin...
No,
that's obviously
speak.
What we need to
wait,
do.
Wait, no, because Early Martin... I mean, Pi Martin was together when you guys were... In 2000, when you're...
Yeah.
In this time frame that we're talking about. So then, when did you come into play? When did you... How did you... How was that transition?
When exactly did I start playing
with
you guys?
We were looking for some awesome in the band. And
we couldn't find any.
We actually... My old band, Pine Martin, played with them. It was kind of a joke because we played almost every show that we ever played in L.A. After Silver Sun started, we played with Silver Sun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For like 2 years.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, well, we'll play as long as Silver Sun's playing.
We like love Pine Martin so much.
And
like,
then
Pine Martin's our favorite band like ever. And the only way to get them to play a show was to book it.
So did Joe betray his band and make an exodus?
No, totally not. The other two guys in my band also played in the Radar Brothers.
Did they know you were going to play with these guys?
No. They played in this band called the Radar Brothers, and then
Obscure went killer.
So they were gone for long periods of time with the Radar Brothers, and I just started playing with Silver Sun, sort of like two songs when they'd play live shows.
I think it was like Sunset Junction 2003, right? Like something like that, like around then.
Yeah, that was when Kenny almost killed me by trying to stand on the amplifiers.
Right.
And so then the singer, Mark, the singer from Pine Martin, decided to go on this like crazy vision quest and like moved to Santa Cruz and became a Buddhist. So I didn't have a band anymore. And that, so I joined.
Oh, okay.
Always Santa Cruz.
And you guys didn't have a keyboardist at the time?
No, we had a guitar player.
So it was two guitar players?
Yeah.
Got it.
It's sort of like we didn't really know what was... We ended up kind of just like forming... on stage, you know, like we started playing immediately. Like when that New York thing was done, we started playing out here, and we've literally been playing out here till like this living room right now,
right?
You know, so it's like been kind of forming in front of people, which is nerve wracking, but I guess really great.
So, you guys like just random parts that kind of gravitated towards one another on stage decide to kick it and play, and then
Zach, this is something that I read that I really want to know about. You guys have something going on. I'm very challenged where it comes to talking on the microphone.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
Oh.
You've got to ask.
You guys.
Was that the gong?
There's something. It's not unique. I'm sure it's not unique to you guys, but there's something called the ship. And
what's
if
that?
You would answer to the if anyone you would address that.
What is
the ship,
Nikki?
And who does it who's comprised in the ship?
This is usually Joe's question.
Okay.
You're much better at it.
I think Joe's a little tipsy.
Yeah.
For a guy who
Megan,
didn't
want
to talk, the mic's in your face a lot, isn't it?
You know?
The ship is whatever anybody who's involved in it thinks it is. It's kind of a silly, loosely affiliated group of things. It's basically like a bunch of our friends who have all recorded at the same spot or played shows together or whatever. And it's like bands that just like other bands and people who do other stuff that we appreciate, and like Matryoshka and
like
what is Matryoshka? That's the clothing, right?
Yeah.
It's our friend's clothing
that's
store.
That's right down. That's just
but
right
it's,
here.
You know, it's a little
in
bit
fact,
more important.
Corner's wearing a Matryoshka shirt, right?
Because
now.
Somebody, one of you was quoted as saying, that in music, especially these days. If you don't hold hands with your fellow artists and go into the unknown and just enjoy the ride together, then yeah. there's nothing. And if that's not the ship, then I don't know,
you know
really what it is.
It's
that's
weird.
Brian's quote.
We got kind of started getting quoted with these things and people saying that things were unique, and we didn't realize that that was the case. It's just that, you know, there's all these great bands out there, and like at our Echo Residency, we had a booth for all ship bands and local bands for them to sell their stuff, because we figure, you know, you're coming to see a band like us or a band that's playing with us that night, then give them some options, you know. Like, go, well, if you like us, then you're going to really love Irving, or you're going to love Seawolf, or you're going to like Let's Go Sailing, or you're going to love, you know what I mean? Early Martin, Radar Brothers, and there's just so many great bands and movies who we cover on Pykele, you know? Like, the best way to describe the ship is...
We've all played in everyone.
Yeah, band. It's sort of like, okay, so here's a typical ship sort
incestuous?
Of scenario.
Incestuous?
Yeah, incestuous is good. So you fly to New York because some of your friends' bands are playing in the ship. The next thing you know... After like a drunk night at their show, like in New Jersey, one ship member leaves, and all of a sudden you're on tour in the band playing, like learning all the songs on acoustic guitar for about 3 weeks, and then you gotta fly out of Oklahoma to land in LA because you're playing that night, let's say the movies, and you gotta practice it because you're gonna do a movies cover with the singer of the movies on stage, and then you gotta make sure everything's cool because then the next day two of you are gonna go and be in a Seawolf music video.
That's awesome.
Like, that's pretty much what it is. Like, it's not really a thought. Like you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, the ship is so loose like that. People sort of.
Yeah, that's so.
People
it's so
think
contrary.
It's so tight, but it's like this big tumbleweed. I guess I hate repeating that thing because it's in our bio, and it's so weird to see a bio. And I'm like, oh, I guess I can't say that anymore because you can read it. But that's exactly what it is. Like, you know, like you guys are a part of the ship now. You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, it's that easy.
Well, that's sort of like some of the stuff that we're trying to do is to, you know, even though we're not playing the music.
Oh, then forget it. You're not
part of the ship.
Even though we're not
Mitch,
musicians.
That's exactly,
okay.
That is exactly it.
You're done.
We don't play music that you guys don't approve of us playing or that people can't freely download. We've restricted ourselves that way. Sorry, I'm up in this shit. We restrict ourselves that way, and it's not always easy, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
You know, the nature of it is just, it's like a really amazing support wheel. It's not like there are scenes, and we've been playing in LA for a couple of years now, you know, and it's great to sort of be involved in a making quotes, a scene. See how audio savvy I am?
Right.
I'm all quote unquote.
I'm
rock and roll quote.
Yeah. My fingers are making quotes.
Two peace signs in the air like bunnies hopping.
It's great to be involved in the scene.
Well, that's just not about like musical style. It's not like you're all of a sudden, you know,
it's
you
not
sound,
some
you
crappy
sound,
genre.
Yeah, it's not like a, well, yeah, it's not like a genre kind of thing. It's more like everybody plays different. So, like different styles of music. I mean, like even bands like 400 Blows are part of the ship, but Rex Aquarium or things
like
that.
Yeah, it's not like bands that, it's not like all the bands sound alike.
Yeah.
It's just
it's more
bands
like
that
we're
like
all friends.
Yeah,
with each
it's
other
and
like
it's only
hang
just
out.
Like music that we all like and can appreciate.
Yeah, you're in together in a weird way. It's like you're all doing the same thing in different sort of ways, and it's just like you're friends, you know? Like we were all friends before we even knew what a band was in some ways, you know? Like we knew each other for a long time, and then playing in music and meeting bands who just sort of gel with your personality and stuff like that. They kind of come over and you barbecue and you like the same stuff and you talk and like the movies and Rex Aquarium and you know what I mean? Like, or 400 Blows. Like, and all of a sudden Scott will bring over a nice bottle of Jameson's to your door and just things. It's just so, so great, and you don't realize that that's how it is. It really should be, because it's, you know, what are we doing? You know, we're playing music. Jesus.
And it's like, why would you not want to go support your friends' bands?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the whole point of it.
And they're great.
Where
know?
Do you guys think it got wrong? I mean, where along the line, because I think bands were doing this in the 60s and the 70s, like, and then somewhere along the line, someone came along and said, there's money to be made. You can't be sharing.
The music industry came along.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, I think it's like, especially for, it's. I think it's easier for little bands because it's like, you're not really worrying so much about, like, oh, how many records are we going to sell? It's just, like, all of us just, like, that's how we spend our free time. We go to shows. And it's, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
The shows that we were going to ended up being shows of people that we became friends with. And, you know, we're going to keep going to those shows.
Do you think
like,
it's like that?
Those are the people we like.
Do you think it's like that in other places in the country? You think that's unique to LA that go to shows?
I think in a lot of places it is. You know, hope so.
It's only unique to a certain place in LA because one of the things that makes the East Side so great, and it's getting a little less and less. And so, yeah, there you go. Hands up, metal hands.
Yeah, I'm giving the rock and roll sign.
Look, it's like
I love the East Side, West Side.
All these bands everywhere go, and they think they gotta pay to play at the Roxy or the Whiskey, some place no one even goes to. And it's like some band, you know, they've never even started before. And then you have this sort of side of town, which is all the off the beaten path kind of bands and whatnot. And like, the thing is, like, there's a lot of musicians and artists and things like out here, but there's also a lot of people that who have nothing to do with music really just like music. So they go out to see bands. They don't go to a concert. They go to the bar and check out some bands, you know? So that's kind of rare in this town. And that's a little rare, like, I guess around, but...
Well, I guess it's like that in New York, too. There's a lot of little, small...
Brooklyn's got that, you know, like with...
Brooklyn has now,
Bishop
sure,
Allen
like.
And all that kind of crew. Bishop Allen's got a whole crew out there.
Yeah.
And then,
I think everywhere
well,
it's got
Well, Saddle Creek, I mean, you got to give, like... I know my brother's in hardcore, and hardcore has its own scene, and they all support each other, like... The minute one dude broke his leg, so there was like five guys going to go help play. You know, it's like, oh, I'll drum and I'll play bass, and all of a sudden they had a new band.
I just think it's great when, you know, people are helping each other out and intermingling and kind of mixing things up like that. So I don't know. More props to you. That the ship sounds really cool. But hey, listen, can we get into some more music? We're running short on time, and I want to make sure you guys get to play.
So, like, speaking of the ship and how all that works, this is a movie's cover that it's on Pykele. Ready?
Ready.
I'm gonna try. My guitar's making that noise. Hear that? I know, it's pretty crazy.
awesome.
All right, let's try this.
So, what was that? Again.
That was Creation Lake by the Movies.
I want to listen to that song every night before I go to bed.
Yeah. We do.
Forever and ever.
Nikki sings it to us.
You can. It's on their EP. Timmy. You just bought it.
It's always the quiet ones.
Just call me if you ever want to hear it.
Oh, are you guys going to do that?
Drum solo.
He's going to play the other one?
I say, let's give it a shot. Right? Should we just try something?
Of course.
If it doesn't work, forget it.
Notes from the Underground Exclusive.
Yeah, we don't. We make a practice out of not saying no.
And we never say exclusive.
I think so.
The ship comes rolling in.
Hey.
Wait, are you guys...
Are you guys going to rock out?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're born to do.
Everyone can focus clearly with such a that song every night.
So wait, I thought you said you're gonna get loud.
And for everyone who can't see, they just threw their shit down and like walked out.
Yeah, his whole entire living room has like holes in the floor. Fuck, the windows are blown.
Dude, that, you
good thing I'm renting.
Right, exactly. Renter's insurance. I don't know what happened. It was like a mini Katrina.
Dude, I don't know if you guys are watching the turtle, but he was totally rocking out during that.
Yeah, no, I saw him. Like, oh.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, this is pretty fucking cool. I like this song a lot.
That turtle is... It's a good focus group.
Oh my god.
That turtle loved it, but that fish didn't like it at all.
At all.
There's four in there, and he hasn't been eating them. I don't understand.
Yeah, those are his feeders.
That fish's eggs just all just went crazy. It's just
So I don't know if you guys want to like do anything experimental, fun, weird.
Oh, well, they got to do like one little tiny notes from the underground, like sweet specific up to the Silver Sun pickups.
If that's
intro
cool with you guys, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Something we can keep for ourselves.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how would we do this? Like a little notes from the underground
Bobby
lyric.
He wants a riff. He wants an
a
original
little riff,
riff
of notes from the underground. Like the little, we ad lib it, and if it sucks, we'll destroy it. Not.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
By the way, that
but we'll go with it.
Awesome.
No,
that was my favorite part. I'm just sitting
up underground.
Thank you.
Space Invaders.
It took my eye.
I have a new favorite band.
It's called Space Invaders?
That's on our next record.
I have a new favorite band.
It's called Mud in Your Eye.
He played a great tune and it took my eye.
It's called Seven Petals.
Has that ever been played before?
All the time.
Damn it!
That seemed really rehearsed.
I mean, it's completely crafted. It's a little more commercial, you know.
But, yeah.
It's trying to keep that Verizon one short. Wireless ad right now.
That's like a...
Beatcast jam?
Is that... Do you guys do that for Juicy Fruit?
No, that's that other song. Rolly Wheel, Rolly, Rolly Wheel.
Really, Rolly Wheel, Rolly, Rolly Wheel. I'll look for that one.
Free the freeway.
We have a trivia question for them.
Oh, yeah. Bobby's got a trivia question.
The good Sleestak that tried to help Marshall, Will, and Holly on Land of the Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Enoch.
Oh,
what was it?
Why don't you just ruin everything?
No, Bobby.
Damn it.
We've already asked that. Why are we repeating
because
old information?
She doesn't know it. She didn't know what it was.
No, she works.
She actually,
I thought it was Enoch.
Enoch. She said Enoch.
No,
close
it's
enough.
Enoch.
Red
the
vest.
Way
that
goes.
Thank you, Will Marshall, that's huge knowing trivia.
Wait, what was the spider trivia question?
Yeah, what was
why can't they, why can't daddy,
daddy
long
legs can't break your skin, but they have the most poisonous venom? All right,
what?
Let's do
what
another.
Was the rest
that's
of
that's
the
right trivia
lost
question,
out.
Man. That's how does one relate
that's
to the
other?
That's
an urban legend. That's urban legend.
Right,
is what that is.
What's the question?
If there's more trivia, I can do that.
What was the Land of the Lost question?
You nailed it. The good Sleestak was Enoch. The red vest wearing
Walter Edmonston.
Enoch.
Walter. Oh, she knew the actor.
What?
Walter Sullivan.
Hold on. You guys, you two need to shut up real quick.
Sullivan Pickups ruined my whole fucking trivia thing.
Marshall Will and Holly.
She,
it right
she took it to the Our next level.
Teen expedition. Oh. It's the greatest earthquake ever known.
Yeah, I think it's break time.
Is it break time?
Do you guys
have more
questions?
Any what?
You want to hear some weird Christopher? Right, Christopher knows so much about Willow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the actor's name who played Willow?
Warwick Davis.
You are great.
And what else was he in? But he was a different color.
Great. Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but what else?
He was in everything. He was in Harry
Ray.
Potter.
No, but he was also in
Harry Potter.
Leprechaun.
Yeah.
I love that dude.
He was in Golden Blonde. You remember that one?
Right.
Oh, Janine.
Was he really?
And he was in Intercourse with the Vampire.
Hey. Yeah, I thought it was him.
I want to thank you guys for playing for everybody.
Yeah, thank you guys. You guys are very nice.
Thank you.
It was very cool for you to come set up. Man.
Can we do the info?
What info?
So where
Chris needs to say something.
Where do you guys have your what's your website?
Thank you very much.
SilverSunPickups.com.
Okay, and where would we be able to find and or buy?
Anywhere, really. I don't.
Online?
You can get it on iTunes.
Sea Level Records.
Here at the park.
Sea Level Records
iTunes.
Located.
Sea Level
mine,
Records.
Cool.
Echo
Sunset.
Park. On Sunset.
Just down the street from?
Just east of the Echo.
Just down the street from Masa.
Just down the street from Masa, who make great pizza.
Yeah.
You guys are insane live.
Thanks,
crazy, man.
So SilverSunPickups.com, and then there's also what, MySpace?
MySpace, which has been really, very, really kind to us.
Yeah.
And,
you can buy it from our house.
You can come over.
So, what's a typical weeknight like after you guys?